You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, the federal government has rejected a UNESCO report saying it has not done enough to protect the Great Barrier Reef. But I began with Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canantes on Barnaby Joyce, who was forced to resign as an MP in 2017 because of his dual Australia-New Zealand citizenship for becoming Deputy Prime Minister again after his election as leader of the National Party. I guess we can start by talking about Australia's favourite New Zealand politician.
Yeah, let's go for it, right? So, Barnaby Joyce has returned as the Nationals leader and also Deputy Prime Minister after defeating Michael McCormack in a leadership spill on Monday. Very exciting stuff. Australians, we love leadership spills, so it's exciting to have another one after what felt like a while. So what happened was at a party room meeting, Queensland Nationals Senator Mac Canavan called a spill motion, and that meant that the leadership of the party was declared open, and Michael McCormack, who was then the current leader, and Barnaby Joyce, who's been sitting as a backbencher for I think a few years now, stood up as contenders. And Joyce defeated McCormack in what was said. ABC sources said it was a very close call. And the result means that Joyce has returned to his former role as Nationals leader and regained this title of Deputy Prime Minister. It was kind of funny when it happened as well. Scott Morrison is currently quarantining because he's just come home from England. And that meant that Michael McCormack was somewhat, I can't remember the title exactly, but, you know, Michael McCormack was Deputy Prime Minister and he was stepping up as Prime Minister while Scott Morrison was in quarantine, meaning that when Barnaby Joyce took his role as Deputy Prime Minister, he was currently acting Prime Minister of Australia, and then he stopped being acting Prime Minister of Australia and lost everything, so... I don't think there's ever been a time in Australian politics where that's happened before, but very interesting stuff.
Well, apart from Barnaby Joyce was a New Zealander, what else should we know about him?
You guys can't claim everyone, all right? Well, he left the Nationals Party in 2018. He was accused... So this is content warning. I'm about to talk about sexual harassment. So he was accused of sexual harassment by a former WA Rural Women of the Year, a Woman of the Year. He denied these allegations, and then there was an investigation by the National Party, and it came back as inconclusive. Obviously, a really awful experience for this woman. And it wasn't only the scandal the alleged sexual harassment that sort of made Barnaby resign. He also had a scandal of having an affair with a former staffer. I think he's still with her, but that was sort of a scandal that came out in around 2018, and it's why he left. And has been a bit of a backbencher for a few years. Barnaby Joyce is a interesting character, I suppose. He's definitely more, and I mean, hopefully you, Justin, and all your listeners know that I'm not a National Party supporter. So when I say this, I mean, when I say that he's a colourful character, and that's probably not really a term in endearment, but he certainly is very boisterous and has the kind of correct rhetoric and sort of the flavour of what you would think a National Party's leader would have, opposed to maybe some of the others that we've seen in the past. He certainly knows how to say the right thing. He has this sort of rural bloke energy, and that he hopes to sort of, I don't know, rein in, and it sort of seems that he's all for the boys. So, you know, this change of leadership has definitely meant a lot of women's voices aren't being heard right now. I mean, my name Joyce has unresolved sexual assault allegations and affairs to his name, and now he's the Deputy Prime Minister. I mean, I feel like all this year, and this whole time I've been your correspondent, Justin, I can continually talking about the people in power in this country and the corruptions that go on behind the scenes. So, you know, he's just another one, really. But he is very colourful, and I don't know, but he's like a bloke, I suppose, is the best way that I can describe Barnaby Joyce.
But what caused this leadership spill?
Yeah, it's interesting. So Michael McCormack's going to be going back to the backbench for the moment. He spoke after the leadership spill. He said he'd be taking some time to consider his future. As to why it was such a close call, I think it ties into really. I mean, Michael McCormack probably doesn't hold the flavour that the National parties were wanting, and that's why they've called this spill motion. And that's why we saw that, that's why this spill motion was called, you know, in order to see Barnaby Joyce be able to step up again. I think Michael McCormack just wasn't the right fit of what the National parties want. Leadership spills in Australia, as you all know, have been occurring for ever now, what feels like forever now. Certainly in my teens to my 20s, I can't remember a time where a leadership spill hasn't really happened. So I think it's sort of just very popular at the moment as well, a leadership spill. A bit of change. Also why I think this is the last time they could have done a leadership spill before the election, before it started to look maybe a little bit suspicious or a little bit inconvenient. I mean, voters in Australia were still sick of leadership spills. Like, it's sort of a big joke now. So I think they didn't want to do it too close to the election. Otherwise, maybe that would put them in danger when it comes to election time, which can be called as soon as the end of this year. So don't worry, I'll keep you all posted on that one.
You definitely will. Okay, let's move on from Barnaby Joyce to the Great Barrier Reef. Now, the federal government has said it is stunned by a UN body recommendation.
Yes. So the United Nations have said that the Great Barrier Reef, which is on the World Heritage Sites list, that it should be declared endangered due to the damage it has suffered. You know, they've said the key targets on improving water quality have not been met. And then we've had our federal government, the Australian federal government, sort of turn back and say, through the environment minister, Susan Ley, saying that UN experts have had reneged on past sort of assurances. She confirmed that Australia plans a call challenge the listing, which would, you know, take place at a meeting next month. For some reason, the federal government is totally denying that the Great Barrier Reef is in danger. The World Heritage Committee is a 21-nation group, and it's chaired by China. So there is some sort of rumours and conspiracies going around. You know, obviously China and the diplomatic relationship it has had with Canberra and Australia in recent years has been somewhat turmoil. And essentially the federal government are saying, you know, there's even Barnaby Joyce has come out and said that, you know, it's just China's way of being political, and there's actually a lot of politics behind it, and clearly those politics have had a subverted proper process, and that really the reason why the United Nations is declaring the Great Barrier Reef in danger is not because it's actually in danger, but because there's greater politics at play here, which is strange, because it's not like here in Australia people or environmental groups or environmental advocates aren't, you know, advocating for the Great Barrier Reef. We know it's dying. We know it's in danger. We know it's, you know, it certainly isn't the same as it was even 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So it's not like this isn't part of our consciousness as a public. So it's confusing to me as to why federal government is so quick on their back, you know, got their back legs up or whatever the term is, on this issue straight away, and to sort of just call politics and say it's all nonsense is a real shame, because obviously the Great Barrier Reef is, you know, so beautiful, and it's starting to really die, and that's scary, and the fact that our government sort of want to shy away from that is really strange.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.